This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. And before those messages, that was ABC with...
Oh, I love that track.
Yes, another little Sunday afternoon track, basically, for us. So now we've got in the studio our next guest with us.
We have Neil Gladwin from the Green Room Awards. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm sure you're here to talk about the Green Room Awards because a lot of people don't really know about them, I feel like, the outside of the industry.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, they are an extraordinary annual occasion in Melbourne. It really is a great reflection of all of...
Our incredible talent.
Yeah, truly. But I think the important thing about it is that it actually isn't just one slice of the theatre industry. It is wide-ranging. Carla, I believe, you are on one of the panels.
I am a judge on the Independent Theatre panel.
Yeah, and tell me how
the busiest panel. I always get to put my hands on my hips.
How many performances did you see in the last year?
Well, we have about 120 registrations every year, mm-hmm. and I see between 70 and 80 shows a year. Mm-hmm. That's generally my...
And how many discussions did you have after each one of those shows?
In terms of what? With the panel?
Yeah, or with other panellists.
So I attend the shows a lot with other panellists, mm-hmm. But really we only meet once a quarter to discuss the mm-hmm. shows. Mm. But we have an online board, a private online board that we talk.
Yeah.
We do a little bit of chatting, mostly to get if we think something's got an element in there that we... think maybe long listable. We, alert the other judges to be like, please, can you make some time to go and see this show? So we have a good broad coverage for the shows that we think have elements that are award worthy.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And well, I think that's actually one of the unique aspects of what the Green Room Awards are. It's not just another award show where lots of pats on back and here's your trophy and away you go. I've just got involved with it this year from being on the other side of the lectern, let's say, this year being involved as part of it. And it's from those discussions I've been having with panellists and just the amount of discussion, the amount of dialogue that is happening after, and it's not all always agreeable. A lot of people, there is a lot of conflicting discussions that resolve in, as part of that process, I think, from what I can see, to resolve where an award may go. But along the way, you folks are seeing so many shows, the amount of dialogue and discussion within the community, I think this really makes for an incredibly healthy theatrical community here in Melbourne.
I think it's a great idea. And it covers all aspects of the arts, doesn't it?
There's a dance panel, there's opera, there's cabaret, musical theatre, companies, which is professional companies like MTC, that sort of thing.
Yep.
I think that's all the panels. Contemporary and experimental is the other panel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, in fact, it is a beast of an awards program with 62 awards.
Wow. So, yeah. It's a big event. Now, Neil, just before we get back into the awards, give us your background. Why have you been chosen to be part of the Green Room Awards? What makes you that special?
No one else was available?
No other sucker wanted the role.
Thanks a lot. No. My background is a wide variety of... I worked as a performer, as a cabaret performer many years ago with a comedy act called Los Trios Ring Barcus. We toured around the world
Huge. You must have had so much fun doing that.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was... we just worked in so many different mediums and we're probably on the world festival circuit for about 13 years.
Wow.
And, so we got to go to a lot of places and saw a lot of theatres in those places. What can I say? But the overarching aspect of that is we got to see a lot of work within that, and there was a lot of influences on that. I then progressed to become a director a number of years later. I got involved. I've done a lot of work, theatre in theatre for young people and youth theatre work, and as well as then in year 2000 got involved with the Olympics, you know, the Olympic ceremonies in Sydney. So,
They're such a huge event, aren't they?
Well, you know, I can remember many years ago thinking, when I started to direct, I think one of the first shows I might have directed was Lano and Woodley, on their first show. I sort of got an idea out of my head that I was using for Los Trios, wanted to use for Los Trios, but then sort of gave it to Colin and Frank, and I thought, yeah, two-man show, that's pretty good. And then it sort of progressed to, at one point I thought, geez, it would be nice to do a show with eight people in it. Then we did a, you know, then one of the wonderful things of working in theatre for young people or youth theatre is that you can be working with 50 kids in a cast, and you think, oh, that's pretty cool. But then, you know, when it got to about 3,500 in the Olympics, I thought, yeah, that could be really fun. And now, in my present other position as a creative director of the Victorian State School Spectacular, we get to make one of those shows every year at Melbourne Arena.
Yeah. Wow.
3,500 kids, yeah. You know, yeah, all performing.
I went last year, and it is. It's a big event, isn't it? But tell us, which Olympics were you involved with?
Sydney Olympics, yeah. Right. I was involved with both the Olympics and the Paralympics. So I was a segment director. And
which segment did you?
Well, they actually twisted my arm and made me be in it as well. But I was in the opening bit of the closing ceremonies, which was it was traditionally at that time the place where the comedy piece went. So we were cooking up an idea of how to send up the Olympics as much as possible. So what we did is we hired about 20 people, 20 actors, to all look like groundspeople. And we, before the show started, we went out, we were sweeping up things, and there was a little sort of 4x4 quad bike out there, and I was dressed up as a groundsperson as well. And then the voiceover is saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. You know, the show is about to begin. Live television is starting." And we thought, what's the most Australian thing we could do? Let's look like we've stuffed it up. So I can't tell you how many conversations I had in taxis at that time,
yeah,
where people said, "Oh, you're working on the Olympics. Oh, okay. Well, mate, you better not stuff it up." You know? So we thought, yeah, we'll stuff it up. We made it look like the whole show was about to begin. Dignitaries were coming out to stand on a stage, and the groundspeople, you know, were being, "Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. Grounds people, please leave the ground now." And except for this one idiot who couldn't get the quad bike going, which was me. And then we had someone in a suit walk out. And so we tried to, you know, they've got officialdom all around their necks and blah, blah, blah. And eventually quad bike gets going, but the speakers are already up on stage. Quad bike then hits the stage at full pelt. The whole stage collapses. The dignitaries are in fact stunt people, and then chase me on the quad bike. We plough through about 3,000. There were a brass band, you know, the collector brass band, and then we had another 3,000 kids forming Olympic circles, and then they chased me in and out of all the doors. So we made it. We basically made it, we think, the world's biggest door chase.
I was in the crowd, and we couldn't work out what was going on, and then all of a sudden the penny dropped, and it went, "Oh, okay, this is supposed to be happening." It was a lovely surprise. It was a fun surprise. Yeah.
Oh, good. I think culturally it was very much us.
Yeah, you know, and then it turned into the spectacular that was the closing ceremony. So, yep, good job.
Thank you.
So here you are now putting on the school spectacular. Why have you put your hand up and got involved in the Green Room Awards?
Well, I think, yeah, look, many years ago I made a show called Verona that won a Green Room Award when I was as the artistic director of Magpie Theatre over in South Australia, and we brought it over and won an award. And I can remember the feeling that and the recognition of that, you know, by one's peers in Melbourne was really a considerable thing for both myself and for the company. And I think the importance that is a really important aspect of what the awards are, and that recognition. And again, going back to what Carl is saying, you can actually see how in depth that that research is of the awards. It isn't just who was our favourite show. Let's sit around and have a cup of coffee and decide.
Yeah. And their mates, so we'll do it that way. Instead of a panel.
It's all peer judged. It's mostly people who work in the industry and people from behind the scenes and a few critics like myself.
Yeah.
So it's very meaningful for the people who win.
And I'm one of those strange theatre directors who really enjoy creating events as well and creating award shows. And I think a really good awards show is like a good piece of theatre. It needs to be constructed the same way. It needs to ebb and flow, and you need to know what your audience is feeling.
And you don't want to get too bored, because how many awards are there?
Oh, 62. Oh,
that's a lot.
Well, you always need a bit of comic relief. You need a bit of drama. You need a bit of sadness. It is. You need to take your audience on an emotional journey with it.
Yeah.
And when it's done well, it's a beautiful piece of theatre unto itself, I think.
Fantastic. Now, there's also through the year, you have a fundraising. What's that?
Well, the Winner's Circle is something that was instituted recently, and what it's exploring the possibility for those people, I guess, like myself, who have been involved and have received awards, is to contribute, because that number of people is now into the thousands, over the years, been going since 1983, and it's a way of developing the awards through a donation of $100 and tax deductible, and we would like very much ask that possibility could generate more awards. It is a total non-profit making. This one. So.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and it's something that is so important, and especially in a town like Melbourne, where the arts play such a big part and employ so many people, and so many people love to go, go to the arts and support the arts, but also for all the artists as well. So donating in that arena, I think it's a no-brainer, really, for most of us, isn't it?
And if anyone is interested in that, who falls into that world and would like to make a donation, greenroom.org.au, and follow the links to the Winner's Circle.
Right, okay. So you're getting to the pointy end now. So is it all in?
Well, we've had the nominations announcement. So the nominations come out every year on World Theatre Day, which is specific to Victoria. It's a Victoria holiday, or not, well, you know, special day that was named.
Nice day,
I think it's the 24th of February.
I think 18th of February.
18th of February, there you go.
There's petals fall from the sky and bluebirds sing on those days.
Yeah, I noticed it.
I must have missed that one.
So a lot of people don't know about our World Theatre Day, but that's also when the nominations come out. And we usually have the ceremony in March.
Yes. So
you're working on that now?
We're cooking that up at the moment. Clearly, within this present environment at the moment, and the recommendations of the government as to the gatherings of more than 500 is something that's being discussed at this point in time. But stay tuned. Look out for the Green Room Awards website for news in that regard. Whatever happens, we'll be cooking up something that will be exciting, we think.
Brilliant. Okay. And what was that, the website again?
www.greenroom.org.au.
Brilliant. And donate, because it's such an important part of Melbourne life.
You'll feel like a better human being.
Yes. And Neil with two L's, and we had a discussion about that earlier. Nice to meet you.
You too, folks. Thanks, Neil. Bye.
You're enjoying 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.